And another issue was the neutropenia and this neutropenic infection that the patient had. And you asked how large the patient was. And in fact, the patient was 130 pounds. Can you talk about, you know, what prompted your thoughts about that?
So neutropenia, within the randomized phase 3 study, profile 1007, the neutropenia rate was 9%. Now, that's all great. The severe neutropenia with neutropenic sepsis was only 1%. And in the phase 1 study, only 2 out of 149 patients actually needed a dose reduction for neutropenia. So it occurs, but it's very rare. Anecdotally, it seems to be related to the dose. And so in pediatric patients, it's slightly more common. And in Asian patients, it's slightly more common. So, you know, you've got fixed dose tablets and a variable size patient. So I wondered if it was a small patient. And a 43-year-old man who's 130 pounds is a relatively small guy.
You were kind of nervous hearing about this dental infection and him still being on the ZDA and yet responding very well to crizotinib. Again, what were your thoughts about that?
So, you know, osteonecrosis of the jaw is the thing you only want to see once, and then you never want to see it again. The annual incidence, I think, when you're on zoledronic acid is about 6%. If you're on it for more than a year, it probably doubles and it sort of stabilizes thereafter. For somebody who's got pre-existing dental condition and infection, I was very worried about that. And it's the sort of thing that, you know, you end up in court if you'd kept going with the zoledronic acid.